broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, September the 1st, 2021. 9-1-21. 14 minutes past the hour, and I'm still enjoying my strawberries and whipped cream here. So, oh, and by the way, during that break, I kind of put the middle room here back together after the paint job was finished. I moved all the furniture during that break. Now, that's just how quick I can operate. You know, you try to do things in between the breaks that are hopefully prosperous. Hopefully that was one of them, and I didn't break my back or knock myself out doing so just a few minutes ago. But here we are. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Still two trivia questions left here. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. Oh, one answer left. So we've got pulls his beard, hits or kicks him, goes to the bathroom on his lap, eats his cookies, poisons his milk, yells at him, and stays up late. We have one answer left. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa. Who knows what this final answer is? You'd be a really big winner today if you got the final answer. This category has gone on now through three separate hours. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. What is our missing answer here this morning? We also have some other trivia questions I guess we could get into here at some point. That might be fun if we get through this one. All right, here. Go ahead, caller.
Pull his ears.
Pull his ears. No pulling his ears. Thank you, though. No pulling Santa's ears. Pulling Santa's ears does not make the list. 740-383-9944. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. What would a naughty kid do to Santa Claus? Missing one answer here. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say bite?
I think bite kind of went in with kick and punch.
All right,
thank you. Yeah, I think all the physical things, hitting, biting, punching, kicking, those are all together at number two. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. All right here. Let's see if this is a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Something to do with Santa. Tell the other kids he's not real.
You know, wouldn't it be terrible to lie to other kids like that?
Oh, my God. You're not a kid.
I know. Thank you.
All righty. Come on, bye.
That does not make the list today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa Claus. Go ahead, caller.
I've been trying to think of naughty answers all morning, Scott, because you know I can be good at finding naughty things to do. So let's go with, somebody said, like, pull his hair. I said, like, take his pipe. That's not there. How about, like, cut his hair off, cut his beard off? Just bring one of those clippers that a barber uses and just cut off his beard, you know, and then cut off his hair.
You know, no giving Santa a haircut here.
I don't kind of, like, take his glasses because then he wouldn't be able to see anybody, you know. Don't you think cutting his beard is a good answer, though?
Well, he might like a trim, though. I don't know if that would be naughty.
Yeah, well, cut up the whole beard, you know, steal his cap. Did somebody say that, like, take his Santa cap? That's a good answer.
Nothing about stealing his clothes on the list.
Okay, well, I tried. I don't know what else to say. I still like eat his reindeer. I mean, that kind of sounds good right now. I'm getting kind of hungry in the
morning. Don't you think that sounds...
Make a venison jerky out of one of the reindeer.
Yeah, but you know, now see, that's going to put you on the naughty list.
That's a good answer, though.
On the naughty list with a silver bullet.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Name something a naughty child would do to Santa Claus. Yesterday we had somebody call in and say, eat one of his reindeer. What a horrible thing that would be. Name something a naughty child would do to Santa Claus. Go ahead, caller.
How about he throws snow at him?
No throwing snow at him, but that's a good answer. No throwing snow at him. What would this naughty child do to Santa Claus? Something a naughty child would do to Santa Claus. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about put reindeer nip up on the roof?
Put reindeer what?
Reindeer nip, you know, like catnip.
Oh, reindeer nip. You know, no reindeer nip on here, but that's a good answer.
Mm.
No reindeer nip on the list today. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa Claus. About 20 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. What would a naughty kid do to Santa Claus? One answer left on the list today. We've got pull his beard, hit, kick, bite him, go to the bathroom on his lap, steal his cookies, poison his milk, yell at him, spy on him. What would a naughty kid do to Santa Claus? Go ahead, caller.
How about take all of his candy canes?
You know, that's a good guess, too. Do you see many candy canes anymore? What happened to them all?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't have a clue, but I think Santa's just got a little cheap.
Is that what it is? Santa's not into the candy canes anymore.
He must not be, but for what they charge for the mall for pictures, they should give bigger candy canes, to be honest with you.
Do they still give you a candy cane when you're out at the mall getting a picture?
Oh, my God. I haven't been out there probably 5 or 6 years. I think they did back then, but I couldn't tell you.
Well, I don't know what they're charging now, but is Santa still even out at the mall?
Yeah. As far as I know, he's been out there every year. I don't know, last year with COVID.
I don't know
every year before that, he's been out there.
Yeah, well, I know that used to be a regular stop in the few years we were out in the mall. He was always there, but I don't seem to see people flocking to that anymore like they used to.
Yeah, well, yeah, times I've went out there, the mall's bare anyway, but yeah, there's just a few kids. They need to move Santa, I guess, out to the east side.
That's a good question, because we're what, like 3 months away from it now, but mm-hmm. where would you put Santa? Now, you wouldn't put him in Walmart or Meijer, because that would just be difficult,
more,
I think. Where could you put...
I don't have a clue, really, where you put him, unless, you know, really, you're better off to build him his own little place out of the way, and that way it's not interrupting stores and...
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, it would have to be a place where, you know, you could take a good picture and maybe not, because the mall, the center of the mall was run by local people, and that would be the problem with Walmart or Meijer, because they're national chains. But where could we put Santa out on the east side that would be local, where people could come in and see him anytime?
I don't know. I don't even know if Kohl's would work, but that'd be a pretty background, I'm sure.
Yeah, but Kohl's would be a great background, but I think, again, they're a national thing, and I think a lot of these stores don't want to get into Santa Claus. I just don't know of any local business out there that would be kid-friendly that you could put Santa Claus.
That's true. I'm trying to think, and I can't come up with anything.
Well, maybe if we can't put Santa Claus somewhere, we'll put a cardinal there.
Yeah, they're everywhere else.
They're everywhere else. Thank you.
Have a good day, Scott.
Well, there's another question for you. Where could we put Santa Claus on the east side of town where people could come and visit him? A nice local store. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
How about he unleashes his reindeer from the sled?
No unleashing of the reindeer, but also a good guess. No unleashing the reindeer. All right, what would a naughty kid do to Santa Claus? What would a naughty kid do to Santa Claus? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What would a naughty kid do to Santa Claus? Wednesday, September 1st, 2021, here 24 minutes past the hour, still looking for this one answer. We've got the other seven. Maybe this will be it. Go ahead, caller.
Maybe the naughty kid would give Santa a lump of coal.
Well, that's a good answer. Not on the list, but a good answer.
I wanted to say something else, too. I like the Cardinals.
Now, really? Now, what is likable about them to you?
I just like statues, for one thing, and like Cardinals, and there are state birds. I wouldn't mind having one of those out in my front yard.
Now, where have you seen them so far? I think there's one over by...
I saw at least three, I think, as I was going down Center Street yesterday. I forget all the different places they were, but I did see them as I was going from one end of Center Street to the west end of town.
Now, how
one
big are
close,
they?
One was close down to the palace on the opposite side of the street.
Yeah, I think there's one down there by the Harding Hotel.
It seems like there was one up there at the corner of Main and Center, too.
Well, that's nice, you know.
And then also a place for Santa would be the what's the name of it, where you go and play the games and bowls at the plaza?
Blue Fusion?
Blue Fusion, yeah. Blue Fusion would be a nice place for Santa Claus, wouldn't it?
Well, it would. That is locally owned. So I think that would
okay.
be... Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Blue Fusion, not a bad idea. So we're answering a myriad of questions here this morning. Where would Santa Claus go if we moved him out to the east side of town? What would a naughty kid do to Santa Claus? That's our Family Feud question here that we don't have an answer for. And what do you think of the Cardinals downtown? The Cardinals have finally come in. I have a frog in my throat this morning. Don't know what that's all about. All right, give us a ring, 740-383-9944. It's one of those frogs, apparently, you cannot get rid of. Aren't those fun? 26 minutes past the hour, something a naughty kid would do to Santa Claus. Okay, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about get Krampus after Santa?
Do what?
Get Krampus after Santa.
Krampus?
Yeah, you know who Krampus is, don't you?
No, who's Krampus?
Krampus is what happens to little kids when they're naughty at Christmas time.
They get Krampus?
Yeah, he comes and takes them away. It's an old German thing.
Really? So if you're naughty at Christmas, Krampus will come take you away?
Yeah, that's what kids were told.
Now what did Krampus look like?
Oh, he's an ugly, ugly beast.
Really? So he's a beast? He would just take the kids away at the... Would he return them after New Year?
No.
They never come back?
No. Once they're gone, they're gone.
Oh, I bet there's... I wonder, like the South Pole? Is that where he lives?
Have no idea the entire story of Krampus, but I know that much about Krampus.
Well, that's interesting. I've never heard about Krampus. I've heard about Elf on a Shelf, and I've heard about Santa, and
yeah,
I've heard about...
Look him up. I mean, I don't know if Charlie's wife would know anything about Krampus. I'm pretty sure Charlie would have known about Krampus.
Now, are you sure?
Yeah, I think Charlie would have known about Krampus.
Well, see, I don't know about Krampus. And also, have you heard about this Yule log that people do at Christmas?
Yeah, there's a story behind that, too, but I can't quite remember the entire story.
Now, see, I don't understand that apparently it's a celebration of light. So you take a log and you put herbs on it, like cinnamon and things like that, and you put it in a fireplace or out in a fire pit, and you burn it, and it signifies something. But, you know, I just don't understand that one.
No, there's a lot of those old traditions that I don't quite understand, but I know some of the, you know, I know some of the stories.
But Krampus came, he was a beast, not a person.
No, he wasn't a person, he was a beast.
A beast, and he would come during the holidays and take little kids who have been naughty.
Naughty kids away, yeah.
And he took them somewhere. We don't know where he took them, but they never came back.
No, he pretty much done away with them.
Well, that's interesting. I know a lot of people we probably aren't going to see in January.
Not if Krampus comes after him.
Well, let's get Krampus back in action. Thank you. All right. Does anybody know about old Krampus? I've never heard of that. But why not? Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. 740-383-9944. Something a naughty kid does to Santa. Or the origins of Krampus. Go ahead, caller.
I've never heard of Krampus either, but how about spit on him?
Now, that's a rude kid right there.
Well, either spit or give him COVID.
Well, you know, I wonder how many times that happened last year. Santa's out with COVID.
That could be. Wow. Never thought of it. But
what a tragedy.
He's saying it.
What a tragedy.
Yeah, but that's a mean little kid that spit on Santa. You're right.
You're right. Krampus would be all over him.
I don't know, spitting or getting gum in his hair, which one would be worse.
Well, if you had to shave Santa bald, this wouldn't be good.
No, and I've never seen Santa at the barber, come to think about it, when I've been in there.
No, he's one of those long hair type of guys. You know, he might get a trim now and again, but I bet Mrs. Claus does it.
Yep, you're probably right.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, have a good day.
Bye-bye. All right. What would a naughty kid do to Santa Claus? One answer left on the board here. 30 minutes past the hour, half past the hour. What would a naughty kid do to Santa Claus? Wonder if our friends in Boston have any idea about Krampus. You know, we haven't heard any movement on that either in the last few days. You know, they invited me to the Wilbur Theater there. A pair of tickets or something. But you know, driving to Boston in January just to sit in the audience, I don't see that happening, to watch a podcast. Go ahead, caller.
How about pulling his nose?
Pull his nose. No pull his nose on the list. Boy, I'll tell you, there are some mean things that you could do to Santa. That is for sure. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have an answer? 740-383-9944. Let us know what answer we're missing. What would a naughty kid do to Santa Claus? Now, the answers that have already been brought to our attention, pulls his beard, hit, kick, bite him, go to the bathroom on him, steal his cookies, poison his milk, all this sort of thing. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
How about take the sleigh and the reindeer?
That would be bad. Not on the list, but a good guess. Take the sleigh and the reindeer. That's not a good thing to do, but not on the list today. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. We got to bring this one in for closure here pretty soon. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. I'm calling in regard to the Cardinals.
All right. Let's talk Cardinals.
Okay. There was an article in the Star today, which enlightened me about all this. Somebody went to a lot of work to create this program. Apparently there should be 12 or anyway, some of them were there, but you know, everybody criticizes, nobody does anything downtown, nobody cares, whatever. Somebody went to a lot of work to organize that Cardinal thing, and there was a lot of people. I think there's supposed to be 17 of them because we were the 17th state. The Cardinals are because it's our bird. But somebody has gone to a lot of work to create that, and now it's kind of like poking fun at it, which should not be, because whoever done more than I did to improve downtown, or any of these people that are kind of poking fun or whatever.
Well,
what have I done?
Right, but I'll tell you what. I figured this out a few years ago about why things like this happen. And it's kind of like the mural downtown that's yes. that's been unfinished for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we could say, well, it's nice they started, but it's become a joke because it's been unfinished for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem with the Cardinals. Now, I couldn't do it. I don't have that artistic ability. I do not diminish who did the work in putting them up and getting them together and getting the money and all that sort of thing. That's not, I don't think that's what people are poking fun at, and I don't think that's what people are making fun of. I think what the problem is that nobody knows why they're there. Just one day, these big birds are all downtown, and nobody has a clue, because, and I'm not saying it's even the city of Marion, because I'm not sure that they're in charge of this, but we get things here at the radio station all the time. We get bulletins from Ohio Health, we get bulletins from churches, we get bulletins from the Tallgrass Trail, we get all kinds of things. We get things from the Tiffin Flea Market and the Sandusky Highway Patrol. And we get things from downtown Marion. We get closures when they're having days off. We get things from the health department. But nothing about these Cardinals. Nothing.
Well, if you take the Marion Star, there was a nice article in the paper today about it on the front page. But it seems to me like when someone does make an effort to do something, we have all these nayers in the back. What's that supposed to mean?
Right, but
they put a lot of work, a lot of thought, and money, and physical time into getting that done. It wasn't me, or it wasn't these other people that are kind of not encouraging it, I might say.
Well,
but
I
think at least they're doing something.
Well, don't you think the reason, though, for that is maybe from John Q. Public is because I'm sure it costs money. And, I mean, do we know, was it donated? Did the city pay for it? Did the county pay? Who paid for these? And number two, what is the purpose? I mean, why are they there?
Why not?
Well, I think if we use that theory on anything, you know, we could put like we could block off that street next to the Harding Hotel again.
Well, it's so when people are coming to the Harding home, the Harding Museum, and so forth, it's just another thing that it is our state bird. How many people in the damn city of Marion even knows what our state bird is? How many people in the city of Marion know that we were the 17th state?
And so I think that's the problem, is that I've always said this about Marion, and you can agree or disagree with this. We know what Marion's economics are in 2021, and we know what they've been for quite a while.
Yes.
Last time I checked the census, the average income for a family was something just over $30,000. It's not a lot of money. And for years and years and years, it has always seemed to me like when Marion does things, they have, you know, the cultural corridor, or we have wine tastings, or we do these things at the palace that are, you know, $30, $40 a ticket. If you make $30,000 a year, you can't take your family out to those things.
That's very true.
And I don't know, but then we act like we're all poo-pooing it. Well, we're not poo-pooing it. We're just saying, this does not make a whole lot of sense. But look at the popcorn festival. Look at the fair. Look at festivals that are free. The kid fest that used to go out at the mall was packed.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't making fun of that. I think and I don't know that we're making fun of the Cardinals. I'm just, even the theory of they're the state bird and we're the 17th. Well, who's going to go around town counting these things to make sure there are 17 of them? I mean, if you just drove down Center Street, you would have no clue what they're there for.
Well, that's true, but then I guess maybe you need to broaden your knowledge a little bit of what they're there for and then go home and figure out why they're there.
Right.
I like I say, I've been on committees and done things for kids' school, PTAs, whatever. I volunteer mobile meals. I do all that. I could do a lot more, but there's the people that are criticizing are the ones that does nothing beyond their own.
Well, that's
so
true.
And I agree with the palace. The prices, it has to be something really good for me to think about spending $40 to go to the palace. And I love the palace. I'm a member of the palace. But there's a lot, you know, and if it's a couple, that's almost $100 right there. So, and I'm not criticizing them because somebody's doing something more than me. So anyway, I just wanted to share about the Cardinals that somebody did do something.
Right, but I haven't seen your, is that the reason for, is the purpose is where there's 17 of them, we're the 17th state, and they're the state bird. That's why this was done.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the reasoning then. Do we know where the money came from?
No, it doesn't say. Dean Jacobs was one of the people heading it, kind of. So, and we know he is a very upstanding citizen that does a lot of stuff for Marion. So, I don't know. But all I want to say is, instead of crabbing about it, what have you done for Marion today?
Right, and hopefully we get something. I guess I hope, because I live here and there's no reason to be purposefully negative, I want to see something that's going to really invigorate, you know, because I guess I've been around Ohio a lot in the last year, and like the cuckoo clock in Sugar Creek, that takes no explaining, but people gather there every half hour to watch that thing. And, you know, you go to Put-in Bay, and they've got Perry's Monument, and people line up for that. And you go to Toledo, and they do have Tony Paco's, and it's packed on a Thursday night because they're world-famous hot dogs. And I just wish we had something like that that was a destination spot for people. And I maybe the Cardinals will be that, but I don't know at this point.
No, I don't either. But, Scott, like I said, they've done for Marion more today than I have. So I won't criticize.
I understand the philosophy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. And you got to understand, honestly, well, I'm not trying to be critical of the Cardinals. I'm curious what people think about them. But I do wonder sometimes what the thinking is, because, you know, many people have said this over the years. If you went down to City Hall and found a file cabinet for all the studies and all the things that have been done that never really went anywhere, there would be a very packed file cabinet somewhere down at City Hall. And I think that's what we wonder about. Go ahead, caller.
Grab his hat and throw it.
Grab his hat and throw it. Good guess. Not on the list, though. No grabbing his hat and throwing it. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa, or if you want to weigh in on the Cardinals, now we know what it's all about. 17th state. That's why there will be 17 of them here in Marion. And the Cardinals, the state bird. So there you go. 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on the Cardinals? Anybody going to get this final answer this morning? Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa. Go ahead, caller.
Throw a fit.
No throwing a fit on this. No throwing a fit on the list today. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa. All righty, go ahead, caller.
Hide his suit.
Not hide his suit. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa. One answer left on this list. Pull his beard, hit him, go to the bathroom on his lap, eat his cookies, poison his milk, yell at him, stay up and spy on him. Go ahead, caller.
How about dripping him, make him fall?
No tripping him. Good guess, though. No tripping old Santa Claus here. What is going to be our final answer? Name something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. 740-383-9944, coming up on 44 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, I'll be on with Glenn Coble today, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. We've got Progressive Life today from 1210 to 1 p.m., and then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 to 7, and Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4 to 5. All right, go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say spit on him? That's pretty mean.
A lot of people have said spit on him, and it's not there.
Okay, I'm at a loss, Scott. I still like cut his beard off. I think that's pretty naughty. That's something I would probably do, because I can be naughty.
Now, do you think, though, if some kid got up on Santa's lap with scissors, somebody wouldn't jump in there?
I would probably sit there laughing.
Well, I don't think Santa would go for it.
Tell him you need to shave anyway, you know.
Well, we don't want a shaven Santa.
Well, it'll grow back, of course, if it's fake.
Well, if it's fake, it's not the real Santa.
Maybe like somebody, a kid, like dyeing his hair, dyeing the white beard and white hair a darker color, bring some Clairol, Miss Clairol or something, and color Santa's hair.
See, I don't know. See, I think Santa's, I think Santa's good with a white hair.
And I think stealing his glasses is pretty good. Because that's kind of a mean thing to do. Because then he couldn't drive the sleigh if he couldn't see, right? So he wouldn't be able to deliver any presents if he didn't have his glasses.
No, I don't think you'd want to steal his glasses. But you know, we're still trucking down the road here.
Okay, well I'm trying, Scott. Thanks.
Okay, bye bye. We're trying to figure out something naughty that a naughty kid would do to Santa. 740-383-9944. Quarter till the top of the hour? 45 minutes past the hour here? 740-383-9944. Something a naughty kid would do to Santa. Does anybody know what this would be? One answer left on the board, and we've been looking for this answer for, about 2 days now. Something a naughty kid would do to Santa. Let me see if I can give you a hint. Something. Okay, I'll tell you what this would be. It would be something that you did to the suit. How about that? You did to his clothes. Okay? Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa. Now, this would have to do with something you would do to his clothes. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. There is your hint. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa. 740-383-9944. Something a naughty kid would do to Santa. Something to do with his clothes. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Like take a scissors or a knife and just cut his suit. You know,
you're into knifery this morning.
Well, I cut it up. I mean, because somebody like cut up one of my favorite shirts, because I have some clothing that I'm really fond of, I would be very aggravated. Like, you know, that's not right.
Not cutting up his clothes.
And many people have said, like, take his coat. I said, take his hat. Okay, well, I'm not sure what else to tell you, but I'm still thinking. Thanks.
Keep thinking. Something a naughty kid would do to Santa Claus. Now, it has to do with his clothes. That's the hint today. Or do you want to talk about the Cardinals? Go ahead, caller.
How about put paint on his clothes?
You know, I'll go with that. It's stain his clothes. So, yes, that is what the final answer is. Thank you. All right, there you go. So that rounds out the list this morning. Name something a naughty kid would do to Santa. Pull his beard, hit him, kick him, go to the bathroom on his lap, eat his cookies, poison his milk, yell at him, stain his clothes, stay up and spy. Go ahead, caller.
Throw up on his suit.
No, not that bad, but good guess. No regurgitation on Santa. All right, we got through the Family Feud today. So, where are we now here? We have a few more trivia questions here, but I don't know. Some of these are, some of these are a little difficult. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll try this one and see what pops up. I think my papers might be kind of out of order here. Let me see if I can find what I'm looking for here. Okay. Let's start here. Okay. Here we go. There are... Well, where's the question? I gotta find the question here first. Well, that's a little difficult. There are 8 B-complex vitamins. Let's see here. Well, I'm going to throw that question out because, to be honest with you, I don't even know where the answer is. Okay, we're going to do away with that one. Let's go try this one here. Okay, here we go. It originates from North Africa, where it is a staple food. It is made from semolina. The side dish is made primarily from what? How about that? If that makes any sense in the world. It originates from North Africa, where it is a staple food. It is made from semolina. Does anybody know what that is? 740-383-9944. Now, this is a popular thing. I think a lot of people would be eating or getting into. Alrighty, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Quinoa.
Not quinoa. It originates from North Africa, where it is a staple food. It is made from semolina. It's a side dish here in the United States. It originates from North Africa, where it is a staple food. It is made of semolina. S-E-M-O-L-I-N-A. Does anybody know what that side dish is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A straight-out trivia question for you here this morning. You know, the answer to that is wheat. Well, let's see if this caller gets it. They're a little late to the game here, but let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Couscous. I don't know how to pronounce that.
No, not couscous. Good guess, though. The answer was wheat. I'm going to go on to the next question because it's a little more sensible than that particular one. Okay, we'll just push that right under there for now. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Couscous?
Not couscous. No, the answer to that one was wheat. Here's a better question for you. Few dishes have originated so embroiled in controversy as Caesar salad. Caesar salad was first prepared in what country? There's a good question. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What country did the Caesar salad come from? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. What country did the Caesar salad come from? Give me a buzz. 53 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. What country did the Caesar salad come from? 740-383-9944. Where did the Caesar salad originate? All right, go ahead, caller.
Mexico.
It was Mexico. You got it. Thank you. It was Mexico. The Caesar salad did originate in Mexico. All right. What else do we got here this morning? Okay. Does anybody know the slogan for Famous Amos cookies? How about that? Does anybody know the slogan for Famous Amos cookies? Famous Amos cookies. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The slogan for Famous Amos cookies. Does anybody know it? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. The slogan for Famous Amos cookies. 54 minutes past the hour here. WWGH radio time. Give me a buzz. Maybe we don't have a lot of Famous Amos cookie eaters out there this morning. The slogan for Famous Amos cookies. I guess I could give you the slogan, and you could give me the company. That might be a little easier. Okay, let's try that. Here is a slogan for a company, and it's not Famous Amos. So moist, so delicious, and so much more. Does anybody know what company that is? So moist, so delicious, and so much more. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So moist, so delicious, and so much more. What company is that? Does anybody know the company there? So moist, so delicious, and so much more. That is the slogan for a company. 740-383-9944. Or do you have any opinions on the Cardinals in downtown Marion? Hot topic here this morning on WWGH Radio. Will you be going to the Popcorn Festival coming up here? That's a whole nother can of worms. Go ahead, caller.
Duncan Hines.
Duncan Hines, you have got it. Thank you. That's right. Duncan Hines, so moist, so delicious, and so much more was Duncan Hines. All righty here. How about bite-sized cookies? What company has that slogan? Bite-sized cookies. 740-383-9944. Where did that come from? Bite-sized cookies. It's bite-sized cookies. What slogan, what company is that a slogan for? Bite-sized cookies. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we'll get you on the air today with this one. Bite-sized cookies. Coming up on 57 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Alrighty here, and away we go. Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't bite-sized cookies one of Famous Amos's slogans?
That was, I was trying to remember. What was the slogan when Famous Amos was with the company?
Oh, I don't know. That's like 40-some years ago. That was before you were born.
Before I was born, and I don't remember what it was.
I don't either. But he's still alive. I remember that.
He is still alive. He's still out there. Down in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice place to be if you're Famous Amos.
Well, I guess. Anywhere is good to be if you're means you're still alive.
It means you're still alive. You got it. Well, yeah. Bite-sized cookies was Famous Amos. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right. Next one. Let's see here. They're out of this world. What slogan? What company has that slogan? They're out of this world. 740-383-9944. They're out of this world. What company has that particular slogan? 740-383-9944. They're out of this world. Well, we've gotten a few of these this morning. These took a long time to get. This has been a long process with these slogans. What company has the slogan, "They're outta this world"? And outta is spelled O-U-T-T-A. They're outta this world. Got about a minute left here. 740-383-9944. Then we've got Glenn Coble from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then Progressive Life Today from 12:10 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. today. They're outta this world. What company has that slogan? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer to this particular question? They're outta this world. Alrighty here. About 30 seconds left to go. Are we going to get a guess? 740-383-9944. They're outta this world. What company has that particular slogan? Well, we're coming up on the top of the hour here. Maybe we'll continue this next hour. Glenn Coble will join me, and then a Progressive Life Today at 12, Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman at 4, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon at 6 o'clock tonight. We will be back here in about 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr.